heard in prayer this morning.
Okay, remember these folks in prayer that are sick. All right, let's open our Bibles this morning to the 19th chapter this morning of Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 19 this morning. Give you a minute to find that. If you have a Scofield Bible, it's page 1102 in your Scofield Bible. All right, we're going to read verse 10 together this morning. Luke 19, verse number 10 this morning. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Thank you. May be seated. Our fathers, we kneel here upon earth, Lord, this morning. We know the Bible says that heaven's your throne and earth is your footstool. And so, Lord, we kneel here at your feet this morning. Lord, we thank you for the good number today that, Lord, has come out today to the house of God. And, Lord, we thank you for those that are saved today. And we pray, as our Sunday school verse said, that they might grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, no doubt in the numbers that we have this morning, no doubt there's those that have not come to know the Savior personally, Lord. They've not been saved. We ask today that, Lord, you'd bless the message today, the gospel message, that it might speak to their hearts, might be the light, Lord, that would show the way out of darkness. And, Lord, that they'd be able to find Christ dear to their soul and their Savior this morning. Now, fathers, we come this morning, Lord, we confess to you, Lord, that we're standing in need today, Lord, of your help. And we just come today to offer this body, Lord, of flesh. We come and offer today as a living sacrifice. We pray acceptable and holy in your sight. And we just pray you'd use it. I pray you'd form the thoughts in my mind, Lord. And I pray you'd pass them through these lips of clay. And Lord, they wouldn't be my words, but they'd be your words. And then we need the power, and then we need the Spirit. The Bible said it's not by power nor by might, but by thy Spirit. And so we pray for the Spirit of the Lord to blow upon this place today. Yes, and we pray for God's blessings, and we pray for an increase today in the kingdom of God. Yes, and Lord, we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, we just read this one verse here this morning where the Bible said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, everyone here this morning is being sought. Everybody here this morning is being sought. And everyone here this morning is told to see. To see. I want us to look here this morning, and I want to preach this morning about four seekers this morning. Four seekers this morning that we're going to read about here in the Bible. And the first one we read about here, the Bible said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, I want to say the seeking starts with God.
Amen.
We read in Genesis 3 when man had sinned and failed in the garden and become lost. And he had hid himself behind the trees, and him and his wife had made himself fig leaves, aprons of fig leaves. They had hid themselves in the garden. But the Bible said that in the cool of the day that the Lord came walking in the garden.
Amen.
And he said, Adam, where art thou? And he's seeking. He's seeking that first lost man. He's seeking Adam.
Amen.
And so in Genesis 3, we start out with a seeking Savior.
Amen.
When we get over to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we get over there and those Gospels are almost end out. Not include the resurrection, those Gospels end out with a seeking Savior nailed upon a cross.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, being lifted up, and he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
Amen.
And so we have a seeking Savior in Genesis 3. We have a dying Savior over in Matthew, Mark, and Luke as he's dying there upon the cross. And he's doing that for the sins of man.
Amen.
Even as he's dying, the Bible said, he says, Father, forgive them. They know not what to do.
Amen.
We realize that in the Bible that the Savior always takes the initiative.
Amen.
It's always him that seeks us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
We think about how that the Bible said, even in the verses preceding my text verse this morning, the Bible said there was a man named Zacchaeus, and he sought to see who Jesus was.
Yep.
You say, well, it looked like Zacchaeus was taking the initiative there. No, Jesus has already come. He's already looking for sinners.
Yep.
And it's because he's already come and he's already looking for sinners that Zacchaeus is looking for him.
Right, right.
And so we see here that he comes to the tree where the Zacchaeus is. And he comes in under that tree and he looks up and says, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in your house.
Amen.
And so we have here a seeking Savior. Aren't you glad this morning
that
he came to seek and to save that which was lost? Now, the Bible said the Son of Man is come. Is come.
Right.
So it's already been here.
Yeah. Right.
We know that he came. We know that he lived 33 years, a perfect sinless life. We know that he was crucified. We know that after 3 days he rose from the dead and he ascended back to heaven where he is right now, seated on the right hand of God the Father.
Yeah.
But he's still seeking.
Yeah.
You say, how's he seeking if he's up there? Well, he's seeking through the Holy Spirit now. The Bible said in Revelations 22 and verse 16, it said, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him as a thirst come. And so he's seeking through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Who's the Bride? Well, that's the church.
Right.
And the Bible says for us to go out into the hedges and the highways and compel them to come in. We're supposed to be seeking the lost. He's seeking them through us this morning.
Right.
So I'm glad this morning that there is a seeking Savior this morning.
Yes.
He's seeking every lost person this morning.
Right.
He's seeking them. Well, what's he seeking them for? Well, it says here that he's seeking them not just to find them, but he's seeking them to save them which are lost. It'd be one thing if he's just seeking us just to find us and see where we were. But the problem is that we're lost, and he's seeking that which was lost. What does it mean to be lost?
Listen, Lord.
Well, it means we don't know how to get back.
Yeah, right.
You see, man is falling away from God. He don't know how to get back to God.
Amen.
It's been said that sheep are the dumbest animals that there is on the earth. I've heard that all my life, and all the time I've been preaching, I've heard that. I've got a book at my office by an English shepherd, and he says opposite of that. He said, that's not true. He said, people say that all the time, that sheep are the dumbest animals there is. He said, that's not true. He said, they are actually very smart animals. But he said, when it comes to homing instinct, they are, without a doubt, the dumbest animal they are. They cannot find their way back by themselves. That's a picture of every lost person this morning. We're not dumb. We know how to do things. People know how to figure out a computer. They know how to invent things. They know how to make things. People are not dumb. As a whole, but when it comes to finding God, a man cannot find his way back to God. And so God had to come seeking for lost humanity. And that's what he did. That's what he's doing. Amen. That's what he's going to do until he comes for the church. This thing winds up. Now, look at Isaiah 55, if you would, please. Isaiah 55. Look at verse 6 this morning. Now we've seen a seeking Savior. Now look here in verse 6. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God for he will abundantly pardon. Now, we have a seeking Savior there, Luke 19:10, the Son of Man's come to seek and to save that which was lost. But here in Isaiah, we have a sinner that is told to seek the Lord. Now, let me say that Christ did not have to be told to seek sinners.
Right. Right.
But sinners have to be told to seek Christ.
Right.
Isaiah said here in Isaiah 55:6, he said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near." The Lord says, as lost sinners this morning, that you, if you're lost this morning, that you're to seek the Lord. That's God's advice for you. We're told what to seek. He said, seek the Lord. Well, men are seeking today. They're seeking for things. They're seeking for fortune and fame. They're seeking for a lot of things in this world. But not too many of them are seeking the Lord.
Right.
Romans, the Bible said, Romans 3, he said, "There's none that seeketh after God." He said, not one. No, there's not anybody seeking after God. But when he comes seeking for us, and he begins to speak to our heart, then we begin to seek the Lord. Isaiah said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found." So we're told what to seek today. We're told to seek the Lord.
Amen.
If you're not saved this morning, I don't know what you might be seeking for today in this life, but I know what the Bible says. It says that you ought to seek the Lord.
Amen.
That's what you need more than anything else, is to seek the Lord.
Amen.
He tells us what to seek and who to seek. He said, seek the Lord.
Amen.
Don't seek the Baptist church.
Right.
Don't seek the Catholic church. Don't seek the Church of Christ. He says, seek the Lord.
Amen.
Seek the Lord. You say, well, why does he say seek the Lord? He's the only one that can help sinners.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
He's the only one that can help sinners. The church can point you to him, but that's about far as they go.
Amen.
They could put you in the baptistry pool, but they can't put you in Christ. He knows that.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
And so we're told to seek the Lord. And then he says, why we're to seek the Lord? We're to seek him while that he can be found.
Right.
Amen. When to seek him? Seek him when he can be found. You can find the Lord today.
Amen.
We had some folks up at junior camp that found the Lord. Some young people, we're going to baptize them today. They found the Lord. We have a young lady that was saved yesterday, and she found the Lord. She found the Lord. You can find the Lord today, Brother Eddie. Now, that tells me that if I'm to seek him while he can be found, that tells me there will come a time when he can't be found.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There will come a time when you won't be able to find the Lord.
Yeah.
We don't realize how blessed we are living in the church age.
Right.
We don't realize how blessed we are living in America.
Right.
We don't realize how blessed we are to be able to come in here like we are this morning and to have church and worship and seek the Lord. We don't know how much longer we're going to be able to do that, but we can do it right now. And we'll take advantage of that. We'll seek the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
And then he says this. He said, here's why you need to seek the Lord. Because you can find him right now. You can find him right now. And then he says this. He said, you can call upon him while he's near.
Yeah.
While he's near.
Amen.
There's a fellow that challenged me on what we call the sinner's prayer. And he says, he challenges me on the sinner's prayer. And he said, that's not in the Bible. Well, right here he says, call upon him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you going to call upon him?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't call upon him. If I'm calling Brother Eddie, I say, hey, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
It's call upon
him. Right.
Romans 10 says, how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they believe except they heard? How shall they call upon him whom they have not heard?
Amen.
He said, call upon the Lord. You say, well, he said, well, there ain't no sinner's prayer. We get that out of Luke 18. Is where we get that at. Well, the Bible, Jesus gives a parable of two men that went before God.
Yeah.
And he said, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves.
Yeah.
that they were righteous and despised others. In other words, these two men went up, one of them thinks he's better than the other.
Right, yeah.
Now, I haven't said this in a while, but I want to say it this morning. There ain't nobody here no better than anybody else. When it comes to our standing with God. You may have more money. You may live in a better house. You may look better. You may smell better. You may be smarter. But when it comes to salvation, ain't nobody no better than anybody else. Christ died for everybody. When we come to the cross, it's level there. And we're all lost sinners that need to be saved before we get saved. So he said there were two men there. One was a went in the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee. The other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed with thus within himself. In other words, he's not talking. He's praying, but he's only talking to himself.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people pray, but they're only talking to themselves. Right?
Amen.
Yeah.
He talked to himself, and he said, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I do fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican standing afar off. And here's the other guy.
Yeah.
He would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Amen.
Now, if that's not a sinner's prayer, I've never heard one.
Amen.
Now, here's the thing, though. It's not those words, God be merciful to me, a sinner, that saves us.
Right. Amen.
Amen. It's not our prayer that saves us, right, but it's our belief in the gospel.
Yep.
Oh, I want to drive that home.
Yep.
We're saved because of believing the gospel. The gospel is a death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He died for our sins. Thank God that we ask the Lord to save us. We need to. But I want to say that God knows the heart. Amen. God can read the heart. And I'll tell you, salvation's a matter of the heart.
Amen.
One of the year.
Listen, Lord.
Boy, when the heart gets humbled, gets right.
Amen.
God will hear it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Some people think they'll be heard for their much speaking or their pretty prayer.
Amen.
That's probably a good indication. If that's my attitude, that's probably a good indication God won't hear me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So he says, call upon the Lord. So there is what we would call a sinner's prayer there. That he said, call upon the Lord. What do I need to pray, brother? I tell folks this. Folks come to me sometimes. They say, preacher, I want to get saved. I say, tell God.
Amen.
Right. They say, preacher, I want to be forgiven for my sins. I say, tell God.
Amen.
Amen.
Just tell God what you told me.
Amen.
I've heard them through a veil of tears sometimes I've just heard them say those words, God be merciful to me, a sinner, or God forgive me of my sins. And they believe the Lord. I never make the mistake of asking folks when they get done praying, and when they get done, I don't tell folks they're saved. I won't ever tell me they're saved. But I never make this mistake. I never say, do you feel like the Lord saved you? You say, why? Because I'm not interested in their feelings. I say, have you believed the Lord saved you? If you believe the Lord saved you, then, brother, when you believe it, confess it, trust Christ, there'll be some feelings come somewhere down your way.
Amen.
He said, call you upon him while he's near.
Right.
Oh, that means he's here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Acts 17 said that we should feel after the Lord
while he may be found.
Yeah.
While he may be found, because he said he'd be not far from any one of us.
Amen.
God's not far from the sinner.
That's right.
Amen.
God's not far from the sinner.
Amen. Right.
Let me say this morning. There's a seeking Savior.
Yeah.
And if there's a seeking sinner, the Savior's looking for the sinner, the sinner's looking for the Savior, they'll find each other pretty quick.
Yeah.
When they both start looking, they'll find each other pretty quick.
Amen.
Some people looking for it, I guess, in the wrong places, but He said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. That's the lost sinner this morning is told to seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
But I see something else here. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't believe I am here. Verse 7. He said, let the wicked forsake his way and unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord.
Right.
Now to me, I see the lost sinner there in the first verse. But in that verse, I see the backslider.
Yeah.
You say, why? Because he said, let him return unto the Lord. He's been there before. Yeah. He said, let him return unto the Lord.
That's right,
and
brother.
And he will abundantly pardon.
Good for you, brother. That's right.
Some people teach this, and I don't believe it. But fellows tell me about it the other day, this preacher in Aaron, and he believes that once you get saved, that you don't ever need to ask the Lord to forgive you for anything else again. Well, I don't believe that.
Amen.
You say, why? Because the Bible is talking to Christians in 1 John, and it says if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. We do not the truth.
Amen.
But he said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then if that weren't enough, when the Lord washed the disciples' feet, he went in there and he got his towel, he got his water, he got his pan, and he went toward Peter, and Peter said, whoa, wait a minute, Lord, you'll never wash my feet. Lord, you're not going to stoop to a servant level to wash my feet. Jesus said, well, you don't need to be washed all over. But he said, you need your hands and your feet washed.
Right.
You say, what's he saying? He said, well, if you're saved, you don't need to be saved again.
Right.
You can't be saved again.
Right.
Talked to a guy the other day. He said he'd been saved three times, Brother Eddie. I know you talked to that guy up on the square, and he said he'd been saved five times, didn't he? You said that ought to do it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how you're going to get saved again.
Right. Yep.
Jesus said it's like a birth. He said, Nicodemus, it's like being born. How are you going to be born again? That's what Paul's of Nicodemus. He said, how can a man enter the second time into his mother's womb? It says impossibility.
Yeah.
Amen. So Jesus wasn't saying you need to get saved again. If you get saved, that'll do it for all eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
But you need your hands and your feet washed.
That's right.
Because you're living in a contaminated world.
Yeah. Amen.
And getting your hands dirty and your feet dirty, that don't affect your salvation, but it does affect your fellowship.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
That, it's hard to fellowship with God with dirty hands.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Did you know in the Old Testament, and even today, when them Jews pray, they'd do like that.
Yeah.
Bible talks a lot about lifting up holy hands and he that hath clean hands.
Yeah.
Now the reason they would do that is because when they'd go before the Lord, they'd lift up their hands. And they were showing the Lord that there was nothing in their hands. They were showing the Lord that their hands were clean. They didn't have them hid behind their back. And then it's hard to receive. You see, when you pray, you're going to the Lord asking for something. And you can't get nothing. Eddie couldn't give me that Bible if I had my hands full.
Right.
Well, showing the Lord I got empty hands. That's why they did that practice in the Old Testament.
Amen.
So he talks about clean hands and clean feet. He says, there's that sinner that needs to seek the Lord.
Right.
While he may be found, call upon him while he's near.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Some of you, somehow or another, you don't ever realize your dirty hands or your dirty feet.
Right.
Right.
Amen. You get on the job and you curse. You go out in the public and you get contaminated. You go places that God wouldn't have you to go. And then you come and try to come before God. You don't have much luck at it. Why? Because He said, if I don't wash your hands and feet, you don't have no part with me.
Right.
You can't have no fellowship with me unless your hands are clean and your feet's clean. You can't have no fellowship with me.
Right.
So we need that. Amen.
Amen.
Look over in John 4. John 4, look at verse 22. Jesus has been the seeking Savior and he went and sat on a whale. He said, seek, this seeking sinner out is coming to the well. You see, he took the initiative and he said, if you don't care, give me a drink of water. See, he started the conversation.
Right.
It always starts with God.
Yes, it does.
It never starts with a sinner seeking God, but it always starts with God seeking the sinner.
Hey.
The Lord spoke something to your heart to get you even interested in seeking Him.
Oh, yeah.
That's all the work of God, salvation to the Lord.
Right.
And so now they've come down through this little, down through verse 22. Jesus has been talking to this woman, and He said, "Woman, give me a drink of water." And she said, "Well, I'm a Samaritan, you're a Jew." And she said, "Samaritans have no dealings with a Jew." And he, "Well, this Jew does."
Yeah. Amen, hey. Brother Rick. Amen.
Amen. This Jew does. This Jew, he came to die for all mankind. Yeah.
Amen.
He came to die for every race.
Yeah. Yeah.
He came to die on the cross for all men. He so loved all the world. Now, you may not love all the world, but He did.
Amen.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
And so, he says, "Woman," he said, "won't you go get your husband and bring him back here?" She said, "I don't have a husband." And he said, "Well, you've spoken well. You have no husband," because he said, "You've had five husbands, and him whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that saidest thou truly." And the woman said, "Well, I perceive he's a prophet."
Yeah.
Why? Because he knew she'd had all these husbands.
Yeah. Right.
You see, the Lord knows all about all of us.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And, and the Lord just dealt with her because that was her problem there. She had five husbands, so that was a sin. The Lord just dealt with her in there. The Lord just started there.
Right.
Started there. And the woman said, "Lord, I perceive that you're a prophet." And then the Lord said this. He said, "You worship, you know not what." You know what? We know what we worship.
Heaven.
For salvation is of the Jews. You say, what's that mean? Well, Christ was a Jew. Salvation of the Jews. It was the Jews gave us the Word of God.
Yeah.
God gave it through them.
Right.
He came to the Jew first, and then to the Gentiles. Salvation of the Jews. That's why we ought to stand with them.
Amen.
Stand
Amen.
Forward with them.
Yeah.
Everybody else is turning against them. God help us if our nation turns against them. Amen.
Right.
We need to stand with them. You say, why? Because God's standing with them.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to side against God.
Amen. Amen.
He said, "For you worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation of the Jew. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh as such to worship Him." God is the Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
So we have a seeking Savior. Luke 19:10. The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. We have a seeking sinner in Isaiah 55. He's told to seek the Lord while it may be found. Call on Him while He's near.
Yeah. Amen.
And here we have a seeking sovereign.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's a sovereign God that the Bible said the Father is seeking such to worship Him.
Amen.
He said the hour is coming, and now it is.
Amen.
Yeah.
For the true worshiper.
Amen. Amen.
Let's deal with that a little bit there. The true worshiper.
Yeah. Amen, yeah. Brother.
Yeah.
You see, not every worshiper is a true worshiper.
Amen.
Right.
The fact that He said the true worshiper shall worship the Father tells me there's a false worshiper.
Right.
There's those that worship Him in truth, and there's those that worship, but they're not worshiping Him.
Right.
Right.
He says, "The Father seeketh such to worship Him." He said, "God is the Spirit."
Yeah.
God's the Spirit.
Amen.
Right.
They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit, little s.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. Did you notice that?
Uh-huh.
Amen.
The first one there, it said, "God is the Spirit," big S. But the next one it says, "And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit." Worship involves your spirit.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It don't have anything to do with buildings,
yep,
candles,
yep,
robes,
right,
beads,
yep,
statues.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with any of that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
It has to do with your spirit.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
Amen.
And the reason a lost man can't really worship God, his spirit's dead.
Amen.
Amen.
But when he gets saved, he gets spiritually reborn. Glory. God makes your spirit alive.
Amen.
And then you can worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
You see that?
That's it.
God's a spirit. They that worship Him must. They can say, well, I just worship God like I want to. No, you won't.
Right.
They can say, well, just go to the church of your choice. You better go to one of His choice.
Amen.
Amen. People say, it don't matter where you go. Jesus said it did.
Right.
It don't matter how you worship. Jesus said it did.
Amen.
He said, they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
The Father seeketh such to worship Him. God, can you imagine that? God is seeking somebody to worship Him this morning.
Amen.
And worship is worshiping in your spirit.
Right.
And worship is worshiping Him in truth.
Amen.
Now here's my question this morning. God says they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and they must worship Him in truth. You've been to a lot of worship services, but have you ever worshiped?
Right.
Every church in this town has on the outside worship service at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
A worship service at 6 a.m. A worship service at 8, worship service at 12. Whatever they got, they say worship service.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know when that's going to start.
Yeah. Right.
Worship for me or you, it might start here in about 5 minutes.
Amen.
But the service started at 11.
Right.
But you see, real worship is when that I begin to forget about you.
Yeah.
I don't care, Brother Eddie, if you got on a blue shirt or black shoes. And I don't care if the lady back there got a brand new dress. I don't care if you're driving a new car. I come to worship God.
Amen.
Worship takes place when we forget about everything else and we focus upon Him that loved us and died for us and made His life for us. And we forget about all about everything else and we start worshiping Him.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
You see, we get to singing.
Come on.
And you can't really sing because you're listening to the person beside you. And you're wondering if they're going to think you sang good or bad.
Yeah.
And some of you have at times just kind of been overcome by the Lord. And you wanted to raise your hands and praise the Lord. Or you maybe even wanted to run down the aisle. You say you do that here? Oh, yeah. You're here.
Amen.
Amen. You're here. But you know why? You can't do that because you're worried about what somebody else is
right.
But worship's when there for a moment we forget about everybody else. And even though there's 200 people here singing the old rugged cross, at that moment when your spirit and God's spirit makes that connection, it's just you and the Lord. And you're singing about that old rugged cross and you're worshiping Him that died upon the cross for your sins. Leonard Ravenhill said in his book, I believe Sodom had no Bible. He wrote 7 books. They're all great. I recommend all of them. But I believe it's the one Sodom had no Bible. And Leonard Ravenhill wrote this in that book, if that's the right one. And he said, praise is our preoccupation with our blessings. We've got to raise. I didn't get laid off.
Right.
I'm healthy. I've got some money. My bills are paid. Praise is preoccupation with our blessings. Prayer is preoccupation with our needs. God, I need this. I need this. But personal worship is preoccupation with our God.
Praise
the
Lord.
Amen.
Provided He's the right God.
Right.
That's right.
Provided you've got a God.
Amen.
You said, well, there's only one God. Yeah, really, in reality there is. But the Bible said there be God's many.
Right.
Right.
People worshiping all kinds of gods
this
morning.
But it's not true worship.
Right. Amen.
Because He said here, He said that the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
So God seeketh somebody to worship Him this morning.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's something.
Amen.
God seeketh somebody to worship Him this morning.
Praise Him.
Yep.
When we all ought to be worshiping.
Amen.
Right. Amen. He's worthy of worship this morning.
Amen.
Now look at 1 Peter 5. Look at verse 8. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. We've seen a seeking Savior. We've seen a seeking sinner that's told to seek the Lord. We've seen a sovereign God that's seeking people to worship Him. Now look here in verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking, there it is, whom he may devour. So now we have a seeking Satan.
Yeah.
Satan's out there seeking.
Yeah. Right.
That's why the Savior. That's why there's a seeking Savior.
Right.
Because there's a seeking Satan.
Right.
That's why that there needs to be a seeking sinner.
Yes.
Is because there's a seeking Satan.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. There's a seeking Satan, but seeking Satan because he hates a sovereign God getting worshipped.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Satan detests the fact that people worship God.
Yeah.
That's what made him a devil.
Right.
People say, preacher, where'd the devil come from? Well, the Bible said God made him an anointed cherubim over the throne, but in Isaiah 14, there come a time when he didn't like God getting all the worship, all the praise, and he said, I will ascend above the stars. He said, I'll be God, I'll make my throne, I'll take God's place, I'll be God, I'll get all that worship. And so he was seeking worship. He hates whenever anybody worships God. He'll try to interrupt it every time.
Yeah, right. Amen.
If you ever get into real worship, the devil will try every way to somehow or other wreck that.
Right. Yeah.
When Jesus was tempted in the garden, when the devil came one time, he said, all this will I give you if you'll just fall down and worship me.
Right.
Yeah.
He wants it pretty bad, don't he?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And he's getting a lot of it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In this world in which you and I live.
Right. That's true.
Now, there's a seeking devil, and because of that, and I want to tell you, he's seeking to devour, seeking whom he may devour, and he won't have a lot of problem with most people in our day.
Right.
Yeah, man.
That's true.
Amen, yeah. Brother Ray.
Yeah. Yeah.
He won't have any problem devouring the Christians of this day.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
Right.
You say, why? Well, for one thing, he said, be sober.
Yeah.
And that's God talking to you and me.
Amen.
God said, be sober. You say, what that mean? That means be serious about this
right.
thing.
Yeah.
Be serious. There is a real devil. He's real.
Yeah.
You say, I don't believe in the devil. Well, as much in the Bible about him as there is about Jesus.
Right.
He's real. The same book that told me about Jesus told me about the devil.
Right.
He's real. And if you get saved and try to live for God, you'll find out how real
Amen.
He is.
Right. Amen.
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 Amen. But he said, be sober. Be serious about it. The devil's out there. He's out to get you.
Right.
Amen. Right.
How many Christians even think anything about the devil being out to get him?
Boy.
Yeah.
See, what's he out to get? What's he out to get you?
Yeah.
He's out to get your family.
Yeah.
He's out to get your testimony.
Yes.
Right.
Out to get your health.
Yeah.
Right.
He's out to get everything he can get. But the only thing he can't get if you're saved is your soul.
That's right.
Yeah. He'll take everything else that you'll give him.
Right.
So it said, be sober. Be vigilant. What's that mean? That means to be active. That means to get out there. He says in verse 9, resisting steadfast.
Amen.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of resisting in our day.
Right.
He gets on people a little bit and they just give up and quit.
Yeah.
Right.
Just throw in the towel just a little bit of.
Yeah.
What if you was like them poor Christians over in Iran?
Yes. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Man, we'd drop like flies over here if that gets over here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, we'd find out that's when the rubber meets the road.
Amen.
That's when we'd find out who was real and who wasn't real. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it could come. I pray it don't, but it could come.
Right.
And He said, be vigilant because your adversary, he's your adversary. Yeah. You say, I know the devil don't like you preachers. He don't like y'all either.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Good. You say, well, that's one reason I don't get involved in this door knocking, these prayer meetings, these Bible school, this Sunday school business. I don't get involved in that because if I leave him alone, he'll leave me alone.
No.
Oh,
no.
Wrong.
Yeah.
The Bible said the serpent, Ecclesiastes said the serpent will bite without a check.
Yeah. Right.
He hates you no matter what you do.
That's right.
He hates you if you don't even live for God. If you live for him, he hates you.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen. Because you see, God is love, but the devil's hate.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
He said, he's your adversary. He's your enemy.
Yeah.
And he said, there's a roaring lion. He walketh about, just going about.
Yeah.
Seeking whom he may devour. Now that tells me he can't devour everybody.
Right.
He said, he's seeking whom he may devour. Mm-hmm. Who is it he can't devour? The one that's not serious about it. The one that doesn't resist him. You see, when the devil comes against us, we're supposed to submit ourselves to God first. Submit ourselves to God.
Amen.
And once we've done that, it said, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you.
Amen.
I don't know if he'll flee right then. It may take a while, but if you resist him, submit to God, resist the devil, he will finally leave.
Amen.
Amen. Be back.
Yeah.
But he'll leave for a little while. And he said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Right.
Well, let's sum up today. We've got to seek and save.
Yeah. Amen.
He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Are you lost today? He's looking for you.
Amen.
Amen.
He came, lived a perfect life, 33 years. Died a biblical death upon the cross that was prophesied of him.
Yeah.
Was put in the grave for 3 days, and just like he said he would on the third day, he raised himself up on the third day.
Amen.
Amen. I'll lay it down, I'll take it in.
Right.
And now he's offered his blood at the mercy seat of God, and we can come to him now as a seeking sinner. We can come to him and we can plead the blood, believe the gospel, and he'll save us this morning.
Amen.
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 That's right. Once we get saved, there's a sovereign God up there that he wants us to worship.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Why is that? Because they're the only ones that can say so.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He wants us to worship him, to give him praise, to love on him.
Amen.
First year I went to Jamaica. Second year, I guess it was, I don't remember which one, but I was gone for 11 days. And the first time I'd ever been overseas and waited my family that long and everything. And I might need to go again.
Bless him, Lord.
I got over there and got to open up my suitcase. And there's a little note in there from my wife. Said she loved me. How much you missed me, and I'd open up something else, and there's another little note in there.
Praise the Lord.
Open up something else, another little note there. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah,
right.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
I got ready to come back. Of course, we got to call a little bit, I think. Got to come back. She said, you just tell me what you want.
Praise
just tell me your favorite meal. I'll have it fixed on the table when you get home.
Amen.
So I told her my favorite meal, what I wanted. We flew from Jamaica and flew over to Charlotte and then from Charlotte to Johnson City and got our cars and then drove to Glasgow. And all the time, you know, I'm thinking about my family, Nathan. I've been missing my family.
Yep.
I want to see my family. And all the way. And I finally got there, Brother Eddie, and pulled up the drive, pulled in my carport there, and all my family was there to come out. Hey, grandkids was there. As I was walking down the sidewalk with luggage and stuff, they was wrapped around my legs and hanging on me. And Papa, we love you. We missed you. As I started in the house there with all that, I felt the Lord, or heard the Lord speak to me in my spirit.
Bless him, Lord.
He said, son, that's the way I wanted them Sundays.
Right.
when I come into the service, sir, I just want people to just love on me and tell me they love me.
Amen.
I just want them to love me and worship me like they need to. Amen.
Glory to
God. That's the truth. Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth. That's what God wants. That's why we come for this morning, is we come to worship the Lord.
Amen.
God's seeking that. God's want that. Right. We worship the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a secret sovereign. Just like to hear somebody from their heart.
Amen.
Tell him with their spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I love you this morning.
Amen.
I love you, Father.
I love you.
Let me say this. The Bible said they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. That's right. Where Jesus comes in.
Right.
We worship the Father, but we do that.
Right.
Through the Son.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory, great things He has done. So lovely the world that He gave us His Son.
Amen.
See? So when we come to God, we come through the Son. There is no worse than God.
That's right.
In our day, there is no worse than God without coming through the Son.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's why when we pray, we say, Father, I'm coming to you in Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. So, there's a seeking devil.
Yeah.
He may have already found you. He may be giving you a hard time right now. Things going on in your life. Let me tell you something. If you're not saved today, you need the Lord.
Amen.
You need to be saved today.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The now's the time. This is accepted hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
If God spoke to your heart, you need to come today and say, Lord, I'm a seeking sinner. And I know you're a seeking Savior, and I want to get together this morning.
Amen.
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 We have that promise today.
Come on,
amen.
Yeah, good.
Come on.
All right, let's ask our piano player to come this morning, our song leader to come this morning. Let's stand this morning, if you would, please. Seeking Savior. Seeking sinner. Seeking salt. Seeking Savior. What are you seeking this morning? Father, we thank you, Lord, for the service today. I do pray the Holy Spirit of God be. Lord, touch hearts today. We sing, remind the Lord. We never know what folks are going through in a service like this. Only God sees the heart. Maybe today somebody's been made realize I'm lost. I need the Lord. I don't have a time or a place where that I believe the gospel and ask the Lord to come into my heart and save me. God, I pray that they might come like this, that today, where the Spirit's leading. I pray that that seeking Savior has already found them through the Spirit of God that you sent back and you went back.
Bless us.
I pray they'd come and be saved today. Maybe there's somebody here that's been saved, but Lord, they need to return it to the Lord, and He will abundantly pardon. Maybe they need to come today where you dedicate their life to God and pick up where they left off. Somewhere down the road. And Father, we pray you help all of us who are saved that we might give you some kind of worship. That's what you desire this morning, is that worship, spirit, truth. I pray, Lord, we might breathe a word of worship to you, that Lord, we might, in the spirit, Lord, do some act of worship, Lord, this morning. Let you know we do realize you're the sovereign God of the universe. Help us resist the devil that's seeking right now to hinder us from doing any of those things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen as we say. Let's pray the Lord this morning as we say.
124.
baptism this morning, brother. Don't forget the baptismal service at 2:30 this evening down at the fairgrounds. There's a little paper back there. If you need it, to tell you how to get there, so pick one of those up and go out there on the bulletin table.
All right. I'd like to thank the Lord Bill to be here today, hear this tremendous message. I'm glad that God does save sinners. I remember when this sinner come to this church 26 years ago, and I knew nothing at all about God. I had a concept of God that wasn't right, but I'm glad He made it easy for a sinner like me to get saved. He sent me to the right. He sent me to the right place. He preached to me as a sinner. Then He welcomed me to be forgiven and to be saved. I want to thank the Lord for that. I thought about that a lot. I thought, what if I'd have went somewhere else? What if I hadn't have went to where the Word of God was preached? I've thought about that a lot.
Amen.
I'm glad He sent me to where I could hear the truth,
Amen.
Where I could get saved. Not only am I saved, man, I'm satisfied. I'm enjoying being saved. I look at what's going on in this world. Not only does it make sense from a biblical standpoint, but I'll tell you right now, it's a good time to get saved.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for my daughter coming today and hearing this great message too. Praise the Lord.
All right. Anybody else today? Word of testimony. Yes, sir.
Heaven. First people who took out of my life and people who put in my life.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for blessing me today. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to say, but I've been to hell and back, and I just thank God that I'm having heaven on earth.
Heaven.
Amen.
No place like heaven.
Amen. All right, anybody else? All right, if all hearts are clear, like I said, be down there. 2:30, and then we'll have a meal here at 5:00. So bring your food and come in about 4:30 or something like that. We'll get it set up and have a good fellowship meal this evening. All right, you're dismissed. God bless you.
Amen.